Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend and continue to celebrate the joy of the resurrection. We're still in the Easter season, making our way toward the celebration of the Ascension coming next week. And then, of course, the Feast of Pentecost just right around the corner as well. And this is, we see the culmination in this season of the church here, the culmination of Jesus's saving work, bringing about the work of salvation, bringing the kingdom of God, bringing people to the human beings from death to life, and brought us into a new relationship with the Father, and pouring out the Holy Spirit, who really is the love of the Father and the Son, who brings healing, transformation, renewal to our lives, making us, again, St. John the Apostle, who we're reading these days in the Gospels each day at Mass, he said so boldly and beautifully in John chapter 1, he gave us power to become children of God. And Paul would take that up, and he mentions that God's love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The love of God, the Holy Spirit, is given to us, and the Holy Spirit brings us new life. But also, we'll see in John's teaching in the next couple of days, the Holy Spirit comes to teach us, to remind us everything that Jesus taught us. He gives us power and a capacity to respond to that teaching, because the Holy Spirit's about transformation, because God's word that's brought to us, that's anointed by the Holy Spirit, authored by the Holy Spirit, is a living word. And if we devour it, if we take it in and we chew on it, as you know, the scriptures, the story of Ezekiel, you know, eating the scroll. I love the beautiful passage, Jeremiah 15:16, where Jeremiah says, "When I found your words, I devoured them. Your words were my joy and the happiness of my heart, because I bear your name, Lord, God of hosts." That's hopefully something each one of us can say, because that's the Lord's intention. The Word of God is living, and it's a love letter. It's authored by the Holy Spirit, who communicates to us the love between the Father and the Son from all eternity. And that love has been given to us, as I said, in the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God helps us understand the nature of that love, a deeper insight into the Father, revelation of Jesus. Jesus brings to us the kingdom, reveals the Father to us, and the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us see it. We need supernatural help to go deep. We need the supernatural help of the Holy Spirit to receive this Word as a living Word, what we're hearing each day in the Gospels. Remember, Pope Benedict XVI said years ago that he thought that the secret to a new spiritual springtime for the church can be found in the daily reading of the Word of God. And he put it this way. He said the reason he thought about it, he underlined the famous passage, the quote from one of the saints, it's ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. And what we're given in Scripture is a living knowledge of Jesus. And as we read it, the Holy Spirit makes present realities that we're reading. And he gives us experiential knowledge and conviction and faith to be able to understand, hear, and receive it as a living word for each and every one of us, for God's children. Pope Benedict said, this is a love letter written personally by God for each one of us. And the Holy Spirit is the one that makes that word, as he said, come alive. And he said, so it's important to be able to take the lead from Jeremiah and Ezekiel, who are devouring the word, they're chewing on the word, they're taking it deep. And then he used that famous image. He said, as a cow chews its cud, so we should chew on the word of God. We're feeding on it. So a cow feeds on it. It chews on what the grass that it eats each day. And he said that the cow chews and eventually sucks the juice out of that, out of what it's eating, and swallows it. And then he swallows what he's chewing on it and regurgitates it later in the day. I know this is kind of an earthy thing to listen to early in the morning. But the point is, the Holy Father said, make sure when we're taking up the Word of God that we really are meditating on it, that we're allowing that Word and inviting the Holy Spirit to make that Word come alive in us, to be able to say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Holy Spirit, open this Word for me. Help me understand the personal word that God, my Father, has for me as his child, as his disciple of Jesus. And he said, and then bring it back up as a cow regurgitates, brings up the cud and starts chewing on it again. He said, do the same thing throughout the day. Periodically stop and bring that word back really to the heart and meditate on it, contemplate it. And again, ask the Holy Spirit to make that word a living word. We know it's live. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God, who spoke and made things come into being, is speaking his word in us to bring into being the transformation that Jesus promised he would bring to all those who believe in him, all those who are baptized into him. Having our sins forgiven, coming into the new life, coming into the life of the church and the kingdom of God. And that word is life-changing. So, I mean, you could say it in a certain way, Christianity means change, right? Christianity is a life of constant change and transformation, of continually being conformed to the person, to the image of Jesus, and ever deeper surrendering to him, and the knowledge of the love of the Father and the love of the Son begins to fill the heart. That's where we come into then the fruits of the Holy Spirit that are promised. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. So what the Lord is totally committed to for each and every one of us is transformation. Of course, all transformation doesn't necessarily happen in this life, but what he wants is progress, and he's going to keep conforming us as we keep saying yes. And the Lord feeds the hungry. He said the thirsty, the hungry, they're going to be fed. And so as we hunger after this word, with the kind of passion, again, that Jeremiah, I just love these words. When I found your words, Lord, I devoured them. Your words were my joy and the happiness of my heart. Now, the words on the paper in the Bible, apart from the inspiration of the Spirit and the working of the Spirit as we read that word, it's a dead letter. It's just words on a page. But the Holy Spirit, if we welcome him, if we encounter the word of God in faith, alive, anticipating, knowing that we're engaging God's living word, our loving Father again, and Jesus, the Holy Spirit will make that come alive. And we keep going and keep going, and that will bring us to the place where we begin to live with what St. Paul calls a renewed mind, a fresh, new spiritual way of thinking, bringing God's ideas into our mind and heart, making them come alive. And at a very deep level, one of the things that's so beautiful is the Holy Spirit helps each and every one of us come to see ourselves as children of God, loved by God, precious in his eyes. So we can say, really from the core of our being and from our heart, like St. John the Apostle said in his first letter, see what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. There's one way in which every Catholic, in some way, has gone through catechism and heard somebody say, yeah, okay, I'm a child of God. But can we say it like John says it? What do I mean? He knows it's true. And it literally, like with Jeremiah, this is the joy and the happiness of his heart. He's filled with wonder. He's realizing the level of transformation that's come to him. And that it's true. God is living in me. God is transforming me. I'm being conformed to the image of God. I'm united to the body of Christ. I'm united to the saints in heaven and angels. I'm united to the brothers and sisters that are in purgatory. I'm united to the brothers and sisters that are in this world. The biggest thing happening in my life is this transformation. And at the heart of it is the love of the Father is being revealed to me. See what love the Father has given to us. Friends, that's what heals the human heart. That's what brings transformation, security, identity, freedom. All the promises of God are there as we engage it, as we're living with the Word, as we're receiving the conduits of grace that the Lord gives us in this life. the sacraments and the Word of God and prayer and other things, we just keep coming and we keep, hopefully like John, even in the midst of our trials and difficulties, we can face those directly, not hiding from them, but in the midst of it, we can still say, see what love the Father has given to me, that he calls me his child, and a new creation has come alive in me. I am a new creation. My destiny now is clear. It's set. I know where I'm going. So today, in the readings the church gives us today, this week, from John's Gospel, what I think this section, from John 13 through 17, it's not just me, it's just the most intimate, deep, beautiful teaching of Jesus in anywhere in the Gospels, really probably anywhere in the Bible. It's absolutely beautiful. So I'll just touch on some of it today. I'm going to take up this and in tomorrow's readings at the same time tomorrow. But I'll just read through it slowly. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I've told you this that while I'm with you, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." Now that last part, all of this applies to our lives. Of course, he's speaking directly to the apostles here. But this is God's word to each and every one of us. He sent the Advocate to us, the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father and by the Son. And that Holy Spirit has been given to you if you've been baptized into Christ. And that same Holy Spirit is just as committed to helping you understand and remember everything Jesus taught and to remind you so that word becomes, again, like Jeremiah, the joy and the happiness of your life. It's really important for us to stop and ask ourselves the question, do I really live with an awareness, a genuine vital living awareness of the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life? Do I accept what Jesus is saying here? Have I really welcomed the Holy Spirit? Am I attentive? Am I listening to the Holy Spirit each day? And do I understand that the Spirit's been given to me to be with me, to dwell in me, to walk with me, you might say, throughout my entire life? And he wants to take me deeper and deeper into relationship with the Father and in the Son. He wants to teach us how to love, to teach us how to walk in freedom. He wants to bring the healing promises of Jesus to the soul, to our mind, to our hearts. He wants to teach us how to love the Father, how to love the Son, how to love one another, and how to love oneself in a healthy way. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.